Tomorrow, of course, the busiest travel day of the year, and I love talking to this man. He is the travel editor for CBS. On the phone with us is Peter Greenberg. Peter, happy Thanksgiving.
And happy Thanksgiving to you.
And before we talk about travel deals over Thanksgiving, tomorrow, the busiest travel day of the year, can you give some tips to people that are going to be driving or hitting the airport? Do you have any tips for us?
I do. I'll give you some good news. Tomorrow usually is the busiest travel day of the year. Traditionally, that's why they made the movie Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, to celebrate the nuts of tomorrow. Guess what? Americans are suddenly getting smarter, and we've staggered our departure days. Most of us have not gone tomorrow. They've gone last Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and today. So tomorrow is going to be bad, but it's not going to be as bad. However, the good news is this. The economy means we're having more people are flying. They're willing to spend more money. But the airlines are providing more seats, about 74,000 more seats a day than they did last year. And, of course, fuel prices, about 11 cents more per gallon than it was last year, but still some of the lowest fuel prices we paid since 2008. So you're going to have more people driving, more people flying, but the actual flying numbers, even though they're bigger, are staggered over a longer period of time.
So people are listening right now. There's some people that are saying, okay, I want to get away for the weekend. Can they still get travel deals right now?
Believe it or not, they can if they listen to me. And here's how we do it. If you're like me, you believe that Thanksgiving is a dysfunctional family get-together. So do what I do. Take the very first flight of the day on Thanksgiving morning. It'll still get you where you need to go to carve the turkey and have your relatives push all your emotional buttons. And then you leave on Friday while everybody's stuck in traffic going to the mall for Black Friday. That's the one day that nobody's flying. You can go bowling on those flights. You fly. You've satisfied your Thanksgiving family obligations. You fly home, and now you can have the weekend back for yourself and watch as much bad football as you can.
But you're only gone for a day, though.
Yes. The problem is, if you come back, here's the interesting thing. Remember I talked to you about staggering departure days?
Yep.
Nobody's been smart enough to stagger their return day. And this coming Sunday is going to be a nightmare.
Yeah.
That's the one day if you do not want to go anywhere near an airport. It's not going to be pretty.
What if you fly out either Thursday morning or Friday morning and fly back on Monday, if you can get Monday off?
Either Saturday or Monday would be a good idea. Just avoid Sunday. That's the one thing you want to do. And if you're going to the airport, remember, we have to deal with all the lines at the TSA. And if you have TSA pre-check, remember this. The fact that you have TSA pre-check doesn't guarantee that the TSA will even open the pre-check lines. They're still understaffed. So there are no guarantees that you're going to have a streamlined experience at the airport. So prepare that accordingly.
Peter, you travel everywhere. How has Chicago stepped up their game when it comes to long lines? Are they getting better?
They are getting better because they've adapted the European model of an automated line for the TSA with the bins. And it's actually working. It's saving about 20 to 30% time of you going through that you know, the conveyor belts. And they're going to try to roll this out at airports around the country. But right now at Chicago, they get the benefit because they're trying the system. And guess what? It works.
Peter, I'm always amazed still at the people in line who still are saying, oh, wait, what? You know, and they're shuffling along. I think we could alleviate half of our problems if people were just prepared.
Yeah.
Got through, you know, if you're not TSA pre-check, you have to take the shoes off, take the hats off, take the coats off. But,
yes,
you know,
but
you get people walking.
But you know what?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're forgetting one thing. At this time of the year, you have a lot of people who are still first-time travelers. They don't know.
That's true. Very true.
And I really think, I mean, this is going to sound very elitist, but play along with me here. I actually think there should be two lines at the airport, amateurs and professionals.
I would agree with that.
I'm with you 100%. Listen,
yeah.
I've been married 15 years. I travel with my wife all the time and my son. Every single time, my wife has water in her purse.
Yes.
Every single time.
And
I can't take this through.
He's still married. That's unbelievable.
Peter, but she asked me every single time, hey, I can't take this through. This is a brand new bottle. I only took a few sips. No, Sarah, you can't do that.
Well, in her defense, she probably forgets.
Wow. Peter, you talk about on your website, petergreenberg.com, you talk about how hackers are targeting frequent flyer miles. Can you talk about that?
I can. When was the last time you checked your balance on your frequent flyer statement? Probably not that often. And if they can figure out your passcode, and sometimes they do, they can go in there, and they do, and they literally steal your miles and either redeem them for merchandise or sell them on the black market at like 50 cents on the dollar for people who actually exchange them for tickets. So it's imperative that you check your statement about once a month, just like you would check your bank account. because once those miles are gone, it's very difficult to replace them or to prove that you are not the one who did it.
You know what? I never used to check them. Now that they have the app, you can just pull it up on the app and it shows you right away once you log in or stay logged in.
Right. And then some airlines have changed the entire password system. So, for example, if I want to log in on my United Airlines account and find out what my mileage is, they're going to ask me a series of questions about who my favorite artist is, what did I want to be when I grew up, things that only I might know. So because they've been hit as well. So some of the airlines will follow suit, but it's still imperative that you check your statement yourself.
We're talking with Peter Greenberg, CBS News travel editor. It sounds like you're at an airport right now. Where are you? What are you doing?
I'm actually at Reagan National Airport in Washington, where I'll be flying out. I am, where I'll be flying out later today just to New York and then back to Los Angeles tomorrow.
How often do you fly every week?
I'm on a plane about 3 to 4 days a week somewhere in the world.
I mean, think about that. That's his job. This is what
office.
You do.
You've said that before, right, Peter? That's your office.
It is. It truly is. People don't realize when you say you're the travel editor for CBS, everybody wants your job until you tell them your schedule. And then they say, no, thank you. Now, I'm not complaining, but people understand that that's what I do. I have to go out there and investigate the process so I can explain the product.
What about Wi-Fi in airports, Peter? How safe is it?
Well, Wi-Fi at airports is great, but the public spots are not that great. You should do no banking transactions or nothing that involves a password or nothing that involves finances, because it's very easy for somebody to surf over and check out what you're doing. It's not that safe. And the same thing, by the way, applies to public spaces at hotels and lobbies. Do it from, if you want to do something that's personal to you, that has either passcodes or financial information, wait till you get to your room or wait till you get home.
Jeez. I mean, we're all doing it.
Seriously, right? Peter, there's so many apps out there. I know each airline has their own app and you can check in and whatnot, but there's so many apps, TripAdvisor, Hopper, TripIt. Are there any that you really like, maybe the top two that everyone should have on their phone if you travel a lot?
You're going to laugh when I tell you this,
okay. Because
I'm old school. Here's the app I like, Human Being. I actually like getting the phone calls and talking to human beings because they know what's going on. All those electronic alerts I get from the airlines about whether or not my flight is late or not, by the time I get the alert, I already know. So the bottom line is have conversations. This is the year that I'm going to be the big champion of forcing people to do something they're culturally not inclined to do. Have a conversation. Talk to somebody. Learn something. Remember, the internet or the apps do not think creatively. They only think in a linear way. Now, if you want to know if the flight is leaving at 4:05 from what gate, any app can tell you that. But if you want to find out, you know, if there's weather in Chicago and somebody lost their bag, you know what? Talk to somebody.
What's this human that you speak of?
It's a person on the other end of the phone.
Oh, right.
Exactly.
Well, if you call up and if you're looking for a discounted ticket and you call the airline, don't they charge you a fee? Is it worth it to pay the fee? Which is
here's the biggest myth. Here's the biggest the fee that you're talking about is $30. But here's the biggest myth. Everybody listening to this show, or almost everybody listening to this show, falls into the category of thinking that they want to make their reservation online and book their ticket online because it's easy to do it. You can do it at 3 o'clock in the morning in your bathrobe. You don't have to talk to a human being. But here's the problem. Only about 52% of what's available out there is online. All you see, the inventory that you see on the web, is only the inventory that the travel provider, whether it's the hotel, the airline, the cruise line, the rental car company, wants to make available online. So if you do online stuff and you're very happy and proud that you're able to hit those keystrokes and do it at 3 in the morning, in many cases you're disenfranchising yourself from about 40% or 48% of what's available. So why wouldn't you research online but still have a conversation? And if you can beat the price online, then do it. But remember, I've always had the chance to talk to a human being and figure out a different way to go, a different airport to go that may not be listed or that may not be online.
We sit in traffic. Why not kill time and call the airline and book your flight? And if it's more expensive, just book it online. That makes sense.
Exactly. Look, if I can save you $200 by talking to a human being and they're going to charge me $30 for that privilege, I still save $170.
I like that. And right. I didn't know we'd be doing math this early in the morning, but I figured it out. And Peter, a lot of people are going to be traveling over Christmas and New Year's. Any suggestions for people listening right now?
Well, the good news about Christmas is it's not the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. People can really stagger their departures and stagger their returns. And historically, fewer people travel over Christmas than they do over Thanksgiving. But here's the best thing about Christmas this year. It's not just a buyer's market in this country. It's a buyer's market overseas. I'm seeing airfares now that you cannot believe. Round trip to London or to Portugal or to Paris for $450.
Wow.
I was on a flight last week from London to Los Angeles, and we had to buy a reservation. I had to buy a ticket at the last minute for one of our crew members. And usually a last-minute reservation on a London to Los Angeles flight is suicidal. You know what the airfare was round trip from London? It was $600.
Normally it would be
$1,800. And when we got on the plane, my crew member was very happy because the plane was half empty. He had a whole row to himself. What you're seeing now in this post-election situation is people hunkering down, not necessarily wanting to fly, certainly not necessarily wanting to book in advance. So you're going to start seeing discounts between now and March that would never have been there a year ago.
I love having you on the show because you just fire off the deals. I mean, you get me excited about traveling.
Well, that's not my job. My job is just to let you know the information, but I'm happy to hear you're excited.
CBS News travel editor. You can check out his website, petergreenberg.com. Peter, happy Thanksgiving.
Right back to you guys, and I'll see you in line.
All right, take
care.
See you,
Peter. Yeah, we will see him in line.
He's so good.
He convinced me, well, about a year ago, friends of mine and I were considering going to Cuba. And I asked him, I said, should I go? He said, without even me finishing the question, he said, absolutely. It was the best trip I ever took.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Wonderful. Five days.
I got to travel. I've never been to London. I feel like I'm the last person on the planet that hasn't been to London.
I haven't either.
Second
you
to
gotta
last.
Go to London.
Third to last.
No, you guys have been there. Oh, you got to go to London.
450 round trip?
You cannot.
450?
Beat that. You cannot beat that.
Damn.
That's phenomenal. Ireland has really good airfares too right now.
Hey, Ireland.
Hey, top of the morning to you.
My, okay, 450 round trip. I got to look into that.